Welcome to Thunderdome Metal Reviews.
I was going to say the best, but I can't claim that. A metal review podcast on the internet. So as most of the time,
If you don't think we're the best, then who else? Then if you can't sell your own shit as the best, then who else?
Fine. The best metal podcast that has the word thunder and dome in it that Tracy is on. Anyway,
there we go.
I'm David, and with me, as is usually true, are the whole team is here for once, because we've been busy sometimes. Ben, Tracy, and Gabe are all here, living the dream. How are you gentlemen on this Luciferian night?
Pretty good.
I got nothing to lose left to lose but my life, so I'm doing pretty good.
I was about to say the same thing.
But I'm going to do it.
I'm going to take a slow dance in a crypt.
I was going to say that. Damn it. Anyway, yes.
Well, I'm just chilling at the mortuary.
Okay, well, the dead don't speak, Tracy. So I'm
sensing a theme here.
A coffin has no silver lining?
You're a silver lining. We are reviewing Lucifer's album, Lucifer 5. And we are reviewing it because it is an album. So when I can just to anticipate that question, I looked at the list of what was being released and had no good ideas, because Tracy picked Caligulosaurus and Ben picked Static X. So I'm like, so I went down that list and listened to a couple, and I got to Lucifer, which is like a Berlin, Sweden thing, Berlin, Stockholm, European classic heavy metal thing. And I listened to the first couple tracks and I'm like, yeah, kick all men in the dick. Anyway, I listened to this. And so I picked this, and I'm not sad I did. It was sort of, this is not because it's a woman, but I think just the classic rock sound around me, a little of girl school, which is a thing Gabe, I think, hit us with.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's got that same kind of energy and
yeah, for sure.
Classic heavy metal. And I was into it. I fucking lead it forward. I don't know. I'm not going to like ride or die with them. I don't actually know that much about them, but this album was super fun. And I like shit like this far more than I would have 20 years ago. But now this kind of stuff, I'm like, yeah. So,
yeah. I mean, this is very girl school.
Damn right.
With like filtered through Black Sabbath, I feel like is the best way to describe what I would call it.
It sounds like it could have been released in any year from 1977 to 1983.
100%, and they know it.
Yep.
That's a time portal on the cover. Like, you're looking back into 1978. Oh, man. I apologize. I know Ben's got to hit us with some stuts. So, and then we can go down the road and see what we think.
Well, this was, as David said, Lucifer 5, which, naming conventions being what they are, is their fifth studio album. It was released on January 26th of 2024 on Nuclear Blast. That's a runtime of 48 minutes even. The lineup is Johanna Platau Andersson on vocals, Nikki Andersson Platau on guitars, drums, bass, keyboards, and percussion, Martin Norden on guitars, Linus Bjorklund on guitars, and Harold Gothball on bass.
So this was your first ride with these guys, I'm assuming, David?
Yeah, I'd never heard of Lucifer, not even a little. And, gotcha. I know a fair amount of Berlin metal, but I shouldn't know this. So it was new to me, but I am an easy mark. I mean, literally, when I listened to three or four things, when I heard this, I'm like, I picked this. So, because again, I mean, just, my end of year list had probably the highest ratio of women kicking him in the dick repeatedly in terms of where I'm at. And I appreciate this sort of older school metal sound much more because of the podcast. Because I used to listen to this, I'm like, it's not Slayer, which, as we've discussed, is most bands. Like, it's not Rust in Peace. That's the problem, is I got on the ride with Persistence of Time, Rust in Peace, and Seasons in the Abyss. And so some of that older stuff to me sounded like Outmoded, or it's like shit you'd hear in a jukebox at a pool bar. I don't know. But no, that's the vibe. And I know I just described how these two of you spent a lot of your childhood. So, but now I think party on, man, after we've done all the Sabbath and, my God, Rainbow, we've done all kinds of shit, right? Like, that's that older stuff. So
yeah,
I definitely have. Gabe's brought some of that to the table. I really appreciate this more now, I think, even certainly than I would 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So this is some fun shit. And it's not complicated. There's no frills. They're not innovative in any way. Like, they would not even say they were, I don't think.
Yeah.
but it's well produced and it's fun and it's the tiniest bit spooky, you know, it's fun shit. That's what I think. My deep analysis of this record.
To nobody's surprise, I heard Lucifer 2. You look at the release date for it, 2018.
And so, I was going to say, I was like, God damn it. Was it 2018, Tracy?
It was. So I heard this, so like, I kind of knew what we're coming into. And I think what you would almost say, like, this is reminding me a lot of, since it's fresh from my mind, Green Lung, whenever we listened to the from last year, I think, from Gayspeak. Like, it's almost that, but not quite, but still get kind of like that, a little poppy classic rock sensibilities to it, which I fucking love. I mean, I'm a classic rock sure. fan. And so, like, it was nice to kind of come in and take this ride. They got these creepy, spooky lyrics to go along on top of it and to kind of run with it and have fun. So it was pretty cool to kind of come into and try to get this nice little vibe to run with and have fun with. And her vocals are fucking killer.
They are.
Just fantastic. And she has just that nice little top to it. Looking at the artist here, I'm surprised that Nick Anderson did stick out more to you guys, you old heads, because apparently that's the drummer from Entombed during the Left Hand Path. And
for sure. No, the drumming on this album.
I was just kind of looking at it. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, the drumming on your son. I don't know. It's just a good record. I know it did not have breakdowns, and I'm a little worried with the Massachusetts public school system. But I don't know. We're about to find out, because Gabe is the wildest of wild cards when it comes
Gabe would pause it, put his own breakdown.
No, but he likes girls' school, but sometimes he just, I think, wants to fuck with me. So, Gabe, how did you feel? How did you feel about, you know I'm right. How did you feel about this iteration?
You know, I really wasn't expecting it to be as poppy as it was, but sure. I really dug, like, I dig the heavy metal aspects of it. Like, I dig sort of those moments where you have some crossover with girl school. And where I think they kind of diverge for me is, like, girl school really reminds me of the Ramones and that their kind of energy that they bring, and like the Donnas, like if you ever listen to the Donnas, like I just love that shit. And this is like a little bit on the ballady side for me. Like I just am not here for that most of the time. Like I just, you know, I could listen to any number of things and get that kind of vibe. But the vocals are special and I want to give them credit for that. Like that's nice. If you are someone who is into you know, female vocals, this is where you got to go for female vocals in the heavy middle end of metal. So I applaud them for that. I wasn't so sure about how I felt about two tracks repeating themselves on this record. maybe just use the two shorter versions or something for like whatever.
It was odd.
But it's a short record. But I think that for the time that you're in there, you're getting a fair amount of the good stuff. So it's not a bad deal.
I will take that, and I will admit to you, Gabe, and God, that this is a bit total eclipse of the heart adjacent. Like in terms of what, like that, the bigger the hair, the closer to God. Anyway, I get it. I wouldn't deny it. What was the end of Ben's date range? 83. Like
right before Thrash Shit.
All that's missing is the duet with Ozzy at some point.
100%.
So I shared this with Christian. Hi, Christian, who is in my cohort. And she said, oh, it's Ghost Girlfriend from Germany. And that sums it up beautifully. The singing on here is really good. The playing, I love the guitar tone. I mean, I'm a sucker for this big riff driven shit, like with a lot of fucking fuzz on it and stuff. So no complaints there. The lyrics are very campy. I mean, they're power metal campy, but like, you know, it's solidly goth influence. I do agree about like having the Halloween edit and the radio edit of two of the tracks on it later. So this is, it's cool. I enjoyed it. I don't think it's the best thing ever, and it's certainly not breaking any new ground, but it's certainly very listenable.
Oh, I straight kept the radio edits off. It's like, okay, I'm not listening to you because that's, you know.
And the Money Guys, dude. The band, the Money Guys, is like shit like that.
I'm just like, nope. I'll just listen to the album. I don't have to listen to your radio edits. I listen to the full thing. It's like, here, we listen to Freebird 5-minute edition instead of 15-minute edition.
I feel like Tracy's strict adherence to the spreadsheet, but flexibility with the rules is why Gabe put that sidebar about us being cheating cheaters. But yes, I just, if I don't like it, I just don't do it. But I guess I can't say a thing now that Ben has declared new albums no longer.
I don't want to come out and say I don't trust anybody, but
that's literally what I know. I hate you guys, is what it said on the side. Like, fucking rat bastards, like, stop cheating. You're not helping, is all I'm saying, Tracy. Anyway, well, it sounds like we all thought this was a rocking good time. Should we talk about songs? No, go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Apologies. I was just going to say, like, I even like the fact because you have, like, that 80s part, but then they also bring in, like, the 80s power ballads along with it.
Yeah.
That adds, like, this nice little touch. And I think a couple of those are probably some of my favorite, like, kind of pulled off of here. It's like, man, this is really nice just to kind of come in with it. And there's just the curveball that they throw with it. It's mea culpa. Just fantastic.
I would also, you know, throw in, like, I would take the guitar hysterics of, like, you know, Burning Witches and throw them in there. And
that's what they do need, like, a little Burning Witches like touch into it and just...
The guitar is nice, but it, like, there's no fireworks, you know?
I don't disagree. It doesn't. No, it's not like Burning Witches or some of the other shit we like where there's some... Like, that's not how it doesn't.
There's no Judas Priest worship. So
no, it's not like that. It's more Iron Maiden pared down a little bit, but yeah, it's not that. It's certainly not Painkiller.
It's Judas Priest worship pre Painkiller. That's what this is.
Pre Painkiller, exactly.
Pre Painkiller. Yeah. No, agreed.
Divided.
And then you got another thing coming. I mean, it's breaking the law.
Divided by British Steel. Subtract the Defenders of the Faith. Just
divide by eight. Yeah, carry the four. That all that. Oh shit! Songs.
What you got, for us, David?
If you take the dumb tracks that the Money Guys made them put on here, this thing's under 40 minutes. And you like when you're gonna like them all? Just take the ride. Don't be a weenie.
Cheers. Don't be a weenie.
Weenie. Listen to this fucking record, or you're a weenie. And
that's the name of the next grab bag. Don't be a weenie.
Don't be a fucking weenie. Just listen to it and quit your bitching. It's like 39 minutes or something with those two taking off. So anyway.
Yeah, grow some balls already.
Grow some fucking, you know. I was going to say something. Anyway, you know, I'm not going to say anything else other than, yes, grow parts that make you strong and brave. That's what I'm going to say. Because she'll fucking rip your dick off. But anyway.
She will.
She will. And I would love to watch it. So I would like watching it. So yes, every song or you're a coward.
I'm not going to say every song, but I do think they're all pretty fantastic. They're all pretty stellar. But I think a Slow Dance in a Crypt, a Coffin, has No Silver Lining. And I think it is fantastic with Nothing Left to Lose But My Life. Like, those three are just a fantastic triple attack just to pull off and just run with.
I'm not going to go so far as to say that they're the same song, but I do agree that, like, if you like one of them, you're going to like all of them. The one that I sent to my friend so that she could tell me that this was, in fact, Ghost Girlfriend was A Slow Dance in a Crypt.
Well, I don't think I liked all these, but I would pick out, just to shout out a few that haven't been mentioned so far, you know, At the Mortuary, Dead Don't Speak, Strange Sister is actually pretty cool. And I think the opener is quite good too.
Yes. No tea hidden. It's time, Tracy.
It is time. David?
I'm going to give this was fun and awesome and cool, and I enjoyed it. I'm going to give it a high B. I'm going to give it an 86. This is fun shit. 86 for me.
I'm right there with you, David. This is an 86, if there ever was one. Exactly. It is also an album. Look it up.
Yeah, you're damn right it is. God damn. Gabe and I align once every 6 weeks.
Until death metal hits, and then it's every week.
Oh, and then we're both like flooring it on each other's feet. Yes.
I'm actually surprised nobody picked Blood Red Throne for this week, for this month, since it came out in January.
Oh, don't worry. He's going to make sure it knifes you at the most inopportune time. You have a blast of things called Things That Won't Hurt Me, and he puts that in there and then writes Cheater beside it. I am a cheater.
How about a blast, just like Things That Will Hurt You?
Things That Will Hurt You. That's it. I love it. I love it. It's going to show up in our 17th year. I've lost track of what we're in now. Year 16.
Our, We're in year five currently.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm burning our way through year five.
Fuck. Tracy. Sorry. Okay. Don't think about it.
Don't think about it. Just do it.
Just do it. Oh, shit. That's an arc. That, what an arc that is. I would buy this. This is fun and cool. What,
about me and Ben haven't given our grades yet.
Oh, fuck me running. Yes.
You're getting Ben. One.
Go ahead, Tracy.
I'm right there with you. I'm going to give it a B. An 85, just not quite an 86 just for peculiarities, but I think this is just a solid B album.
It's an 81 B minus.
Like, is this an average? An 85. David's supposed to have coward juice in me or something like that. Coward's
blood. No, I assume you have some bet in with bookies or whatever that you're like shaving it by a point. But yeah, there's
something. He's like, exactly the same.
I gotta be 1 point lower. Anyway, no, something seems fishy to me. But anyway,
85 is the average.
Hell yeah. Okay, yes, I already said I would buy it. And the cover would be cool. It's a cool cover. I mean, I know it's like an 80s cover, but
I would buy it for my friends who don't listen to metal. Totally.
I can see that. I think it would work.
I think this would be a band Hey would like if she found it on her own. Like, she has this weird thing. Like, if you go, hey, you should check this out, it's like a no. But if she finds it on her own, she's into it.
Is this where you engineer the situation that it emerges organically?
Yeah.
Oh, just leave it laying on the couch. What is this? Oh, I don't know.
Just leave it lying around. See, what I did find it on my own. It was just lying on the couch.
The real way I do it is subliminally. I play it on the computer in the bedroom next to her, just loud enough that where she kind of hears it while she's sleeping on repeat for like a week. And then I play it like when she's awake one time. She's like, that sounds good. What is it? And then I.
Yeah, let's see. But then you realize that Gabe got in your computer and it's dying fetus and not something you want to happen, and so now she wants exclusively the most murderous death metal possible.
It's nothing but grindcore. That's all she cares. But
grindcore and cannibal corpse, like
24/7 grindcore.
You know, how mad do you think King Diamond is that he didn't think of this album cover?
Yes, amazing. Yes, probably rather, honestly. Totally. Oh, fuck. Mm-mm-mm.
So what is next, Mr. Newport?
What is next is going to be courtesy of me. And to anybody who's been listening to the pod for any period of time should be nowhat surprised by my pick. Indeed. And which is Caligula's Horse, Charcoal's Grace. Or Charcoal Grace, not Charcoal's Grace.
It's Ben's favorite band. I know that.
Oh, I know. That.
I gave the last one a B.
Gasp.
So yeah, this should be
Mercy. Like, had someone been nice to you that day? I guess we'll find
something like that. I don't remember why. I think it was just because it was pretty, and the playing was really good. Even though I didn't like it, you know, that's not its fault.
Was that Rise Radiant? That wasn't In Contact. In Contact, I think you shot in the street. I also think part of it is that was Fairway on and Thunderdome before Ben took the gloves off as well. Because
it was one that was only two of us. So it might
you couldn't go all the way.
Yeah.
You weren't restoring balance to the force. I also
there's also a 50-50 chance, like, man, I don't want to crush Tracy's.
No, totally. I know you told him some story like, I survived 6 cases of child leukemia while listening to this album. And he was like,
murdered all the dolphins right in front of me. And so I just, while they were playing this album.
But yeah, so tune in next time to see how Ben really feels about Caligula's Horse on Thunderdome.
We'll call you and the horse you rode in on.
I am.